Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about the Iran war. So it's not being fought very much. The United States is trying to have something of a truce, but then it's blockading the Strait of Hormuz, trying to stop Iran exporting its goods and bringing in the means of life, just as Iran is saying, well, we're not going to allow ships of hostile nations or trading with hostile nations in and out. Neutral or friendly nations, or those which are shipping goods to them, such as China and India and so forth, they will be allowed in and out. Other countries seem to reach some sort of deal to pay Iran. But Iran was cut off from the SWIFT system ages ago. So I don't know, how does the payment take place? Or would you have to fly a business jet into Tehran with suitcases full of hard currency or what? Anyway, I'm unsure. But the US law says that the president can take military action for 6 days without congressional, sorry, 60 days without congressional approval. So there's the War Powers Resolution. So he would need that vote. And that's only a week away. It's been going for 53 days by my computation. Whether he gets that or not, so if he doesn't get it, you've got 30 days to withdraw the troops, during which time there could be fighting. So the idea is separation of powers, that supposing there was a completely moronic, deranged, senile president suffering from Alzheimer's, who was a pathological liar and a vicious racist, an ignorant Islamophobe, a megalomaniac, an egomaniac, a monster with no attention span, who couldn't read properly, Donald Trump, in a word, who launched an illegal war of aggression, who murdered thousands of civilians, including 150 little girls in their school, and was totally unapologetic about it. There should be a way to rein this tyrant in, who wants to start a war against the whole world, so it seems. But anyway, there have been some attempts to stop the war. There have been resolutions in Congress, but none of them been carried. Almost all Democrats voting for, almost all Republicans voting against. So, hats off to those Republicans who are brave enough to, go vote across the aisles, they say, vote with the other party, put in the national interest first, because there's nothing more patriotic than taking your country out of a disastrous, unnecessary and illegal war, saying, I don't want Americans to be killed without any good reason, or people of any other nationality for that reason. It's against the national interest. It's illegal. It's immoral. It's cataclysmic. So what a fiasco it's been. Iran has not been defeated. The regime has not been changed. Iran still has that enriched uranium and so forth. So the US has been humiliated. It's played havoc with the global economy. It's driven up the price of oil, which affects everything. This video relies on electricity, much of which is generated by burning oil. This T-shirt that will have been, harvested, the cotton using tractors, using oil, would have been turned into a T-shirt in a factory. That's often oil because for the electricity transported by train, truck or ship, that's oil for the transport. The lights on in the shop, that's oil and so forth. And okay, sometimes maybe the electricity here is renewables from wind power, but there's cross elasticity. That because only so much wind power. In other places, they have to use oil. You can't rely on the wind all the time. And so forth. So really all goods and services are directly or indirectly related to oil and liquid natural gas. So the Republican Party's got to think long and hard about what it's going to do to break this MAGA cult. So anyway, if the president does not approve, then he's supposed to end the operation, bring all the troops home within 30 days. The Senate's rejected it. The House of Representatives narrowly rejected it, right? So Congress hasn't approved the war, but nor have they voted that it must end now. So the Republicans have got a slight majority there. So what on earth is going to happen? So supposing he loses that vote, okay, withdraw within 30 days. That's not really Trump's style, but he could end it very suddenly now and pretend he's won. He's already claimed he's won. He's already claimed it's over. So why are you fighting all these weeks later? He claims there's already been regime change, a flagrant lie, but obviously some of his followers are thick enough to believe that. So if he loses the vote, okay, withdraw within 30 days, or does he continue illegally? And he breaks the law all the time. I mean, he's got, is it 24 criminal convictions? He's a monstrous criminal or fraudster, should be in jail decades ago for frauds like Trump University, which is not a university at all. Now, there's another thing is, precedent. He can cite 2011 under Obama, Barack Obama's administration, bombing Libya, and he lost some congressional vote, but continued on the basis that it wasn't a war, it wasn't endangering U.S. military personnel, or something like that. So Trump could try that one and get away with it because Obama did. So he hates being put in the same category as Obama. For some reason, he absolutely loathes Obama. I suppose Obama's black. Trump was a birther, one of the first those to propagate the lie that Barack Hussein Obama was not born in Hawaii, was born in Africa, and therefore was not a natural born citizen of the United States, had no right to be president of the United States. Anyway, despite it being a blatant lie, no matter the blatancy of his false statements, Trump will persist in telling that lie. And then when it was finally retracted, he didn't even issue himself. He had a staffer put out that statement. But it shows you how dear many people are to believe Trump, despite over 20,000 lies told on the record in his first term. How many were told off the record, we don't know. The Washington Post recorded them. Okay, so that is these are Trump's options. What's he going to do? I would really like the war to end now. I reckon that he will narrowly get that resolution. I don't think there are enough Republicans who will change sides. I really wish they did. But they need to look to the post-Trump era because obviously Trump's only going to be president for another 2 years and 9 months, less than really. He's going to be president a third time. They need to think about the midterm elections, which are 6.5 months away, and which are looking really bad for the Republicans. They're going to get worse and worse the longer this war goes on, especially if it doesn't come to victory. And it doesn't look like it's going to come to victory. They may get some more concessions out of Iran, but no more than they were offered in the negotiations when they broke off and treacherously attacked. And the idea would they buy Iran's enriched uranium, something like that. Iran has proved its strength. Trump might just get bored of this war. He's got the attention span of a mayfly, might invade Cuba, an easier victim, something like that. Well, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecarlin790@gmail.com. Goodbye.